Hello and welcome to episode 249 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Find us online at dailybrainwave.com and contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Just so you know, we have a listener theme week coming up here in a few weeks, so please submit your ideas for episodes to that email address and we'll include them in the listener theme week. Now today, we will talk about one of the most well-known dinosaurs in the world. A dinosaur who never actually existed. The world of paleontology is imprecise, at best. The fact is, those who study these dinosaurs are trying to draw accurate conclusions about creatures that have been dead and gone for a long, long time. We don't know what color dinosaur skin was. We can't say with complete accuracy if they had scales or feathers or hair, though we can make some pretty good guesses, based on environmental conditions, predator-prey cycles, and whatnot. We can't even be sure that all the bones in one dinosaur skeleton are supposed to be there. That's what happened to the Brontosaurus. For the longest time, people thought the Brontosaurus was actually a thing. But it turns out, it never existed. Now the Brontosaurus is one of those archetypal dinosaurs, those long-necked sauropods that you might have seen in the Land Before Time films. The guy who named the Brontosaurus had already made a name for himself by discovering most of the bones for a dinosaur he called the Apatosaurus. Problem was, Apatosaurus was missing a head. Eventually, he grabbed the skull of a Camarasaurus. That's an actual name, not just me making fun of the car. And that Camarasaurus skull came from a completely different dig, so he knew that something was wrong. But he took that skull and popped it on top of the Apatosaurus skeleton and called his Frankenstein's monster the Brontosaurus. The name stuck for almost a century, and Brontosaurus became one of the flagship dinosaurs. Partially because of its super cool name. Brontosaurus means thunder lizard. The name stuck for almost a century, when finally, in the 1970s, people realized the mistake. And that except for the skull, the Brontosaurus and the Apatosaurus were exactly the same. Since the Apatosaurus was the first name given to the species, it meant the Brontosaurus went the way of the dinosaurs. Joan of Arc. Her name and exploits continue to captivate Western audiences almost 700 years after her military career came to an abrupt halt. Her life, trial, and execution by immolation are perhaps some of the most widely known stories to come out of the Middle Ages. So join us next week as we look at everything Joan of Arc, from her rise to prominence as a teenage war leader, to just why the Beatles should have thanked Joan for their successful music career. It's Joan of Arc Week, starting Monday, here on the Daily Brainwave. Thanks for tuning in to episode 249 of the Daily Brainwave. Email the show with comments and suggestions and your ideas for the upcoming listener theme week by contacting me at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Check out our website, dailybrainwave.com, where you can find sources and links for further reading about today's topic. And make sure you tune in tomorrow as we wrap up Dinosaur Week by learning how you date a dinosaur. No, I don't mean taking it to dinner. Well, that would be really cool. Assuming you weren't on the menu. I'll keep coming up with jokes like this. It's okay. I'll just keep going.